Avui en Storytime descobrim un nou personatge màgic, el Bobby Broadcast. Té poders fantàstics i vindrà a salvar les emissores de ràdio i de tele quan ho necessiten. Bobby Broadcast, Radio Legend. Bobby Broadcast was a magical character. No one knew where he came from, but he had appeared in radio stations since 1895, and after 1927, he also appeared occasionally in television stations. He came when he was needed. He was a legend. Not everyone believed he existed, but today there would be new believers in the amazing character of Bobby Broadcast. Bobby opened the door and walked into the studio offices. Everyone stopped and looked at him. His suit was so smart and elegant. His smile was bright. His teeth were white. He made everybody feel happy. Bobby Broadcast was carrying a long roll of paper. He unrolled it with a flourish and a smile. With a gesture, it flew to the wall. It shone in shades of blue and silver. He turned to the staff. "Okay, everyone. Our aim here is to be energetic, efficient, excellent, and also fun, fabulous, and fascinating. We're going to be modern, magical, multicultural, and of course, radiant, rational, and refreshing. We're going to be the best broadcasting company ever." Bobby Broadcast was a magnetic character. As soon as he finished speaking, everyone started to work. Suddenly, there were sparks and smoke from the far side of the office. "Oh no! Oh no! Studio 5 is on fire!" screamed the secretary.
"Calm down, miss," said Mr. Broadcast. "I can deal with this."
He stretched out his arm and the flames vanished instantly. The smoke soon dissipated. Unfortunately, the mixing table was black and burned.
"Oh, we need the studio to record in 10 minutes. Oh, what are we going to do?"
wailed the secretary.
"I can deal with this,"
repeated Bobby Broadcast. He waved his arm again, and the mixing table was restored to a pristine state. Even the broken microphone on the right of the table was mended and looked brand new. While everyone was looking at Studio 5 in amazement, Bobby quietly left. People turned to thank him, but only saw his coattails as the office door closed. They all ran to the window to watch the street below and see where he would go when he left the front door. But the front door to the station never opened. Bobby Broadcast had disappeared, as if by magic.